You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God.
Good morning. Here we are today on this weekend. We could be elsewhere. We're here. Our heart has guided us, I would suggest, to be here to look at what is calling us to remember that life continues. No matter what the situation seems to be on the planet, in our life, in the life of loved ones, life continues. And so as we go inward, we pay attention. I invite you to our heart, our heart center, resonant field of love that is our very nature that comes forth for this time as gathering together in a loving community. And knowing and believing that the love that we experience here and we extend outward is like a healing wave rolling throughout the universe. And on this Memorial Day weekend, our heart is full of love and gratitude and perhaps some awareness of sadness or loss or grief as we consider those that have given their service, their life in service to this country, to ourselves. And we know and we affirm as we move into the silence that life is because God is. And so it is. Amen. What would happen if we really allowed our heart to lead the way? How would we be? How might we be different? How might we make a difference on the planet that is so thirsty for love? On this day, this weekend, where we hold our brothers and sisters that have given their life in service to their country, it's particularly powerful to hear this scripture. When I remember you in my prayers, I always thank my God. And throughout the history of humankind, there's always been moments like this where we honor and celebrate the passing of our loved ones. And particularly those of us that have been spiritual warriors, warriors in a traditional sense, and warriors in a new approach to looking at warriorhood, and that would be a spiritual warriors, which in essence eventually includes everyone, including you. We may not see ourselves that way. And yet in moments when we honor those that have passed with a sense of loss, I don't know about you, but I always feel very deeply a calling to get back to center that what really matters to you is not what you're thinking about whatever. And I was flashing on when I was a kid. I lived in a small town in Michigan, Manistee, right on the shore of Lake Michigan, north of Chicago by 250 miles, right on the shore. And in those days, when there was budgets for it, then unlike today's, there was high school marching bands. And uniforms, really studly-looking uniforms and cool-looking uniforms, whatever you want to say. And I had one. And I could play two instruments. One was a drums, and one was a tuba. And I hated the tuba. It was so damn heavy. It was really hard. Little old me carrying one of these big... Plus, I was embarrassed. But these days, I know that embarrassment suppressed joy. But see? And so anyway... And I remember one time the band was rehearsing up and down in front of the house. We lived not far from the high school. And our family had an English bulldog. And he was just great. And his name is Major. And so we were marching down the street in front of the school. And all of a sudden, we go past my house. And Major runs out in front of the band. And I was so embarrassed. Here I was trying to be a cool band member. My dog runs in. And so my mother always thought that was great, and she said it was even better the way you were so embarrassed, Steve. So, But also, I remember the days, the 4th of July parade and Memorial Day weekends where we would march to the cemetery. And I always remember the poignancy of it and taps being played and so on and so on. And it's beautiful, a beautiful time of, yes, as a teenager, I didn't have words for what I was experiencing. And some of it was pushing aside sadness and grief and anger. As I got older, all of that was in spades. And so you know what that's like. And then recently, in becoming a minister, I've had many experiences of being asked to facilitate a memorial service or a funeral. In Unity, we don't call them funerals. We call them celebration of life, honoring and celebrating the life of a past one. And you probably all know that if you've been to a Unity kind of service, it's not just Unity these days, that we come together to honor our loss, honor our grief, and to also to celebrate our memories of the departed ones. And many ministries, many denominations do not go where Unity does in saying that life continues. Quite often, many churches use it as a time to get for the minister to get one last sermon in. Believe in Jesus or you're going to hell, et cetera, whatever it might be. And yet, it's really powerful. People are more than ready at that time to tune in and to honor and to embrace and to accept. And to also, if they want to, if there's such a thing as a open to possibilities or a teachable moment, it's, do you believe that your loved one is still here? You think that's possible? And I want to share two stories with you. One of them was, and the flag reminds me of it, one was a veteran that was, his family was asking us at the church to host a memorial service for him. And I hadn't known him. His name is Bob. And one of the things that happened during the service was, I used a line from A Course in Miracles. I have faith in God as the one and only power in my life. That's Unity's. And then I really understand that I live forever. There's a place within me where there's perfect peace, perfect love. Perfect peace and perfect love. You're not a body. You are free. Free as God created you to be. And so I found myself sharing some of that in a talk after the celebration. And these guys and gals, a friend of Bob's that had passed on, they got up and told some stories that were incredibly good and powerful and loving and sad and grief-filled and joy-filled, all in one swell poop. And it was just so beautiful. And so when I got back up, I said, you know, I am certain, I really feel this. I didn't know Bob, but I believe Bob realized that he is not a body, he is free. And I said, Bob, you're not a body, you are free. And all of a sudden, they all said the same thing. Bob, you're not a body, you are free. Free as God created you to be. And so then we get back into our bodies, and we get back in our car, and then someone cuts us off on the freeway or whatever. And we forget. So Unity is so well known as being a remembrance society. We remember what is true. We're here to support each other in knowing that. And then another story was an acquaintance of mine, her son had suddenly committed suicide. And any of us that have been there and we know about it in our society and amongst friends, we know how painful that loss is, especially a person that was in, I think he was in his 30s. And some people were angry. With those mixed emotions, you're not supposed to be angry at the dearly departed one. And so what we did in that ceremony was really very powerful. In the front of the sanctuary on the altar area, there are a bunch of empty vases. Several empty vases. We were expecting about 200 people. Each person that attended was invited to bring a flower in memory of, let's call him John. And they held on to the flower until towards the end of the service. I said something like, okay, look at the flower that you're holding right now. You chose this flower because it represented John to you, something about it. And let your awareness move to your heart about John. And if you're ready and when you're ready, make your way up, as many paths up to the altar, and pick a vase and just place the flower in there. And as you do so, again, pay attention to your feeling, to your heart about John. And it took probably 15 minutes, 20 minutes, for that. It was empty vases to be full of stunningly beautiful flowers. You can imagine, can't you? You can imagine what that feels like, where there was once no life. There's a reminder of the rainbow, of the colors of creation, of life. And then as you leave, if you wish to take the flower with you, it might be a symbol of taking a part of John with you, your loved one with you, or it might be fine for you to say, we'll leave that, and then we pass on to someone else. And so it's Memorial Day, we focus always on life continues, particularly when we don't believe it, when we haven't thought about it for a while. When was the last Memorial Day that someone said to you, don't you know that life continues? It's about more than that in one way. That's simplistic, but it also is a time of remembering what is true. This goes back to 1932. I wasn't born then. I was born 10 years after that. But and it's very, very well known, and it may be small print, so I'm going to read it aloud, but it's very powerful. It says a lot. We honor our grief, of course, and we may weep a lot, and that's normal and necessary as part of our grief and part of our healing journey. But do not stand in my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am 1,000 winds that blow. I am the diamond glints on snow. I am the sun on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn rain. And when you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds in circled flight. I am the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. That says so much. I am not there. I did not die. So were we to embrace that and believe it, how might our lives change? This woman, I don't know much about her, Mary Elizabeth Fry, F-R-Y-E, had an incredible gift to the planet to help us move away from religion and sin and guilt and are you going to hell or are you going to heaven, and to make another choice. So we remember that there's no death. Death is not a period, it's a comma in life. And so often our culture teaches us that it's a period. It teaches black and white. And so what do we believe is true? Life doesn't begin with birth. It does not end with death. James Dill Freeman, Unity's poet laureate, has written some incredible work. Many of you read his work before. It's really beautiful. It's you can find it mostly online these days. And our bookstore may have some of his works. But he says life is an internal process, an eternal progress, a visible form, an audible voice, an aggregation of organs, a network of ideas. We are more than these. We are expressions of the spirit of life. We are more than these. We are expressions of the spirit of life. And so we are called upon by those that have passed in ways that we may not know to be more than who we think we are. We are expressions of the spirit of life. Also, another way of looking at all this, can you remember that you are on a bridge to infinity? In fact, at the highest level of spiritual truth, you are the bridge of infinity. Infinity. Imagine what kind of strength that brings, not only for you, for others that are around you. And it becomes, like I said earlier, like A Course in Miracles said, I believe, becoming the healing wave that rolls throughout the universe. And the more that we Choose again to get back to center, to our awareness of love's presence, never gone away, to our awareness that life continues. And we don't have to say a word, because minds are joined. Hearts are joined with more power as we have it come from our heart. Also on this bridge, we have choices to make. Sometimes, well, we don't want to go where the bridge goes because we're still something's holding us back. In my case, it quite often is unforgiveness, not willingness to let go of how I'm judging myself and or others. If I'm judging someone else, then of course we know that we are judging ourselves too. So will we forgive ourselves? Will we forgive others? How much must we do that every day of our life? Some days I want to say, okay, well, you go first. I don't feel like it. I don't want to do that anymore. It's too hard. Okay. That's what we're called to do. So who will finish it? How will I finish it? So what I hear, this was given at a memorial service for some veterans. If there's a collective question or invitation from our brothers and sisters that have passed on, that have been in war and service to the community, perhaps anyone that's passed on, and I think we believe, most of us do want to believe that they are in a place that's beautiful, that since they are love, they are returning to away from the body, and it sure sounds good to me some days. But they ask us, who will finish it? It's called sacred service. I've done a lot of work. I know some of you folks here have done a lot of work with those in service, with police, fire, EMS, school teachers these days especially, right? And veterans. And so the question that they could be asking in ways that beyond our knowing, who will finish it? Then I was in tears over the weekend. I happened to stumble across a beautiful video of 77,000 soccer fans in Ukraine singing a theme song. Some of you may have heard of this. Of all songs, they found out about it, "You'll Never Walk Alone." Did you hear about this? It's one of their theme songs. And granted, we could say, well, they're just making a really sort of a sacred contemporary song into something that's for sports. Well, since when are sports separate from humanity? Anyway, watching that video, 77,000 people were singing it a cappella, "You'll Never Walk Alone." And it was just, the power of that many people. Where two or more are gathered in the name of truth, of spiritual truth, there am I in the midst. So how will I finish it? I'm on the bridge. I am the bridge. So what is mine to do? Many of you already have all kinds of answers to that. And we don't want to rest on our aspirations. I haven't said that in far too long, sorry. Okay. We're always called to choose again. So what's up for you? What gets you all the time? So here's, I want to move in a song called "Hymn of Promise," based on all the promises of God. It's a Methodist hymnal, song, Methodist song. And this morning when we did this, for the first time ever, I sang a cappella myself. I don't have to do that again, because I went and printed out a song sheet. And so we have a little bit of music to this. Now you can join me with it. And let's have Carol and you both play that through once, the melody chorus. Okay, we're going to sing it through three times, the same melody. The first time, I invite you to open your heart and pay attention and sing to your loved ones. To your loved ones. In your end is your beginning, in your time infinity. Tune your doubt is anxious raising, and your death eternity. When your death a resurrection, at the last a victory. Unrevealed until its season, something God within can see. Now to ourselves, sorry. In the end is your beginning, in your time infinity. In your doubt there is believing, in your death eternity. In your death a resurrection, at the last a victory. Unrevealed until its season, something God within can see. And now for all humanity, all creation together. In your end is your beginning, in your time eternity. In your doubt there is believing, in your life eternity. In your death a resurrection, at the last a victory. Unrevealed until its season, something God within can see. Ah, take a breath. And friends, 'tis the season. Something God within, as and through you, knows and is. God bless you.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the Donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.